Good evening. If you have a copy of God's Word tonight, I would ask you to turn with me. Guess where? The book of John. Amen. The book of John. John chapter number 11 tonight. We have finished John chapter number 10, and we'll be going to John chapter number 11 tonight. And I just want to say it's been good to be in the book of John. Now, being in the book of John and what God has called us to go through, I believe He's called us in the book of John and the times that we live in. And it puts our focus on nothing more and nothing less than Jesus Christ. It puts our focus on Him, His miracles, His method that He's about and what He's done. He says, for God so loved the world. And that's His theme all the way through the book of John. It said, and John, on the next day, John said, Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. All the way through the book of John, it's all about Jesus. All the way through the Bible, it's all about Jesus. I pray every time you come to this church that it only be about Jesus. I pray you hear so much about Jesus when you come to this place, you either get tired of hearing about Jesus or you get excited about hearing about Jesus. Can I get an amen? But tonight, as we come with John chapter number 11, you've heard all of your life, every time you go to the book of John, you talk about the resurrection, about Lazarus being called out of the grave, about Lazarus being called out of the tomb. Everybody you hear preach on John chapter number 11, they go to verse number 25, and where Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And then they go on over where He called Lazarus out of that tomb. Well, tonight I want you to know you can have no resurrection if you don't have a relationship with the Master. You can have no resurrection. There'll come a day in your life and that body will not be resurrected first, and it'll never be brought back if you've never had a relationship with God Almighty. And I believe in that in John chapter number 11 and verse number 1 we're going to read tonight. And I want to just preach a little subject tonight on the relationship with Jesus. The relationship with Jesus. Tonight, John chapter number 11, verse number 1, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. We're going to read 15 verses. And the Bible says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode or he stayed there 2 days, still in the same place where he was. And then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. And his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, where they could understand, Lazarus is dead. In verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Father God, as I bow in your presence tonight, Lord, we love you once again. We thank you for this night. Lord God, we do realize tonight the most important thing in our life tonight is not the breath that we breathe. It's not the money that we have in our billfold. It's not the house that we live in. It's not the job that we hold. Father God, it's not the church that we attend, but it's the relationship that we have with your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, tonight I pray as we study this text that we realize tonight the most important thing in our life is to have a relationship with Jesus, to have a relationship with you. Lord, I pray tonight you'd guard my throat and guard my thoughts, guard everything that I studied this week. What I don't need to say, zip my mouth up. Father God, the things I do need to say, I pray tonight that you cover it in the blood of Jesus. Let it flow freely. Father God, I pray tonight the Holy Ghost conviction fall on my life tonight. It fall on every hearer that hears this word tonight, that we need to realize the relationship that we have with Jesus tonight. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. As we look in here tonight and we look at this story tonight of Lazarus, and we know that Lazarus had died. Friends, I want you to know Lazarus wasn't asleep, but he was dead. He was done dead, and he had got stinking at this time. But as we look at the story of Lazarus, it's not only about being raised from the dead, but also the relationship he and his family had with Jesus. The relationship we see here in the first 15 verses, we see the relationship that Jesus had with his family. That relationship that he had is very important. I would say to you tonight, the relationship that you have tonight with Jesus Christ is very important in your life tonight. The relationship that we have and how we think about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it will show how we live our life tonight. But you and I want you to know this tonight. If you and I are going to be resurrected one day, we must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I want to look at tonight what kind of relationship that Jesus had with this family. And I love the text here tonight. He didn't just have it with Lazarus tonight, but he had it with the whole family tonight. I want you to know tonight, it's good tonight to know that me and my wife and my daughter, all three of us, has professed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That just does something for me tonight, knowing that my family is born again tonight. Friends, tonight as we look at this tonight, what kind of relationship did the family have with Jesus? Number one tonight, I want to look at this, is they had a loving relationship with Jesus. Friends, tonight, the relationship we have with Jesus is not a love-hate relationship. It's not that I can do more works and have a better relationship. It's not that I can count my merits and have a better relationship. That relationship tonight is based on the love that God has for us, and that we put our faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. Look in verse number 3. The Bible says, therefore, this loving relationship with Jesus, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold whom he loveth, thou he is sick. The one you love is sick. And then he said tonight in verse number 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. I want to look tonight at the loving relationship that Jesus had tonight. And we know tonight that Jesus, he loved Martha. He loved Martha with everything that he had, just as he loves you. And we know who that Martha was. We know that in Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 38 through verse number 42, that Jesus came into the house. And it said that Martha, she was cumbered about. She was about working. Friends, tonight, can I say to you tonight that God Almighty, he loves a worker tonight. He said, and she got there and she said, oh Lord, do you not know that Mary, she's sitting there and not doing nothing? And he said, but I want you to know that Mary, she's chosen the good part. Friends, I want you to know tonight, Martha, he said, Martha, Martha, why are you cumbered about with such a care? Friends, tonight, I want you to know, as we come here tonight and we study this loving relationship, he didn't get on to Martha, he just loved Martha. He loved Martha for being a worker. Man, she was a worker for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And friends, I want you to know tonight, he loves people that work for him. Hey, I want you to know tonight, I don't work because to make him love me, I work because I love him. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want to see people come to know Christ. He said, if you accept the office of a bishop, you've accepted a good work. Friends, I want you to know tonight, when you become born again, you accepted a good work. It is a work to love Jesus tonight. It is an opportunity to love Jesus tonight. And when you're loving God and you're loving that individual in your life, I want you to know it takes a work. Friends, tonight, in the married life that you live in, I want you to know the vows that you made on that day, it won't hold a marriage together. If it would, there wouldn't be so many divorces if the vows made you stay together. You say, preacher, what's going to make that marriage work? It's going to take work to make it work. Can I get an amen? It's going to take love to make it work. And he says tonight, he had a loving relationship with Jesus. And Jesus loved Martha. But also it says that Jesus, he loved Mary. And you know what Mary was? Hey, Martha, she was a worker, but I want you to know that Mary, she was a worshiper. She got at the feet of Jesus. She is the woman. She is the one that took her alabaster box and she broke it before Jesus. Friends, I want you to know tonight, before you can ever worship Jesus. There's some things in your life that are going to have to break. There's some things that's going to have to break loose. There's some chains that's going to have to be unchained in your life. And I want you to know tonight, when she got to that place, it said that she broke her box and she poured that ointment all over him and she took her hair and wiped his feet with it. Friends, tonight she knew what it was to be at the spout where the glory run out. She realized that Jesus loved her. But he says not only did Jesus love Martha because she was a worker, but Jesus loved Mary because she was a worshiper. But I see somebody else in this text. We're talking about a family that loved Jesus. And to love Jesus as a family tonight. And there's one more individual here, and this fits a lot of people. There's a lot of people that come to church. They're not workers. They won't work. You can't get them to work. They're not going to work inside the church. And that's okay. Not everybody's been called to be a worker. Hey, I want you to know tonight, there's some people, they're not going to worship publicly. You can look at them and you don't think nothing's going on in their life. But there's another kind of person that I want you to know on the inside, they're working. Man, they're praying. They're doing, and they're doing what they need to do. And then also, not only they're working, but they're worshiping. And you say, but I never see them lift their hands. I never hear them say amen. I never see them do these things. But I want you to know tonight, the love of God is still in their heart. And that man tonight I'm talking about is Lazarus tonight. You know what Lazarus was? He was very silent. You never see Lazarus talking through the text. He's never talking through the text. You see where Martha, she talks. You see where Mary, she breaks her bottle. And then we get to the place where Lazarus is, and he never talks a whole lot. He never says a whole much. But I want you to know something. That don't mean he don't love God. Can I get an amen? Friends, tonight as we get here and we see this in the text, the loving relationship with Jesus, the Bible says tonight, in 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 10, he says, you want to know what love is? Here it is. He said, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. Friends, tonight, you never loved God enough for him to save your soul. He loved you while you were a sinner. He loved you while you was wicked. He loved you while you was dirty. He loved you while you was cussing. He loved you while you was drinking. He loved you in everything that you did. That's why he sent Jesus to the cross. He said, it's a broken generation. The relationships in their life, they get broke on every corner. There's a lot of things broke, but there's one thing that I won't never break, and that's my love for them. He says tonight, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. You know what that means tonight? He is the one that bore our sins. Jesus Christ tonight, he's the one that took our sins. He's the one that made all things right for us. And tonight you say, preacher, did he die for the whole world? Yes, he did. Will the whole world be saved? Sad to say, they won't be. Some people won't accept him. But I want you to know tonight, anybody that calls on the name of Jesus, he will not reject them, because the relationship he wants to have with you is nothing but love tonight. He wants that love tonight. The Bible don't only say in 1 John 4:10, herein is love, but in 1 John 4:19 he says this, we love him because he first loved us. Even though he loved this family. He said, herein is love. He said, I love them because they first loved me. He said, who did he love, preacher? He loved this family. He loved this family in the Bible. And can I give you anything tonight? He loves this church family here. And I want us to get to that place we realize tonight, we don't serve a God that's going to beat on us, that's going to break us. This God I'm talking about tonight, he loves you. Man, he loves you unconditionally. He loves you with his whole heart. He loves you so much he sent his son to the cross. And he says tonight, hey, get this. I don't want you to get this. Loving relationship with Jesus. And the world we live in, people are confused. Man, you watch TV, people are confused. You watch things going on, people are confused. Get this tonight. Jesus, the relationship he has with you, he loves you, but you still are going to get sick. He loves you. This family here, he loved them, but they still got sick. Lazarus had a sickness unto death. He loved them, but he still got sick. He loved this family, but they still had sadness. Jesus' love never changed. Even though Lazarus got sick, even though sadness come, God still stayed the same. Not only did they still got sick, they still had sadness, but they still had sorrow, but they still was loved by God Almighty. Friends, I want you to get this. No matter what goes on in your life this week, you remember this. When you got a relationship with Jesus, you got a relationship
relationship that is built on nothing more and nothing less than Jesus' love for you. He loves you that much, and that does not change. But I've seen something else in this text. Not only is it a loving relationship with Jesus, not only does Jesus love you, but it's a listening relationship. It's a listening relationship. Do you know in any relationship, one person can't do all the talking? It won't work. If one person does all the talking, if I do a lot of talking at home, can I get an amen? Okay, the rest of you didn't say amen. I know you do a lot of talking at home. And Brandy will tell me, we'll be in the kitchen, and I'll be talking like this right here. I'll just be talking, and she'll say, can you not quieten down? The only body in the house is me and you. Calm down. I said, but I got to tell you. She said, you can tell me. You can tell me. Just calm down. I said, well, what I want to tell you is really important, and it's still just as important. But calm down, and we'll talk. She's cooking supper. A relationship ain't only built on love, but it's built on listening one to another. It's listening one to another and filling the needs of one another. Folks, if I can give you anything tonight, if you feel like God's not listening to you, you tell old devil, get behind you. Not only does he love you, but he listens to you, and you and I should listen to him. I want to show you this in the text. It said that it got here, and it said not only is it a loving relationship, but there's a listening relationship that goes on. Look in verse number 4. And when Jesus heard that, not only is it love, but he listened. Mary and Martha, they sent and said, go get Jesus. And Jesus said in verse number 4, and when Jesus heard it, what'd he do? He said he heard what was going on. And let me give you this tonight. A listening relationship with Jesus is this. He listens to your prayers tonight. Proverbs 15:29, the Bible says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but that he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Tonight, he hears your prayers tonight when you pray. He listens to your prayer when you pray. They wanted Jesus. They said, go get him. We need Jesus here or right now. But not only is it the prayers that he listens to, but he listens to your problems as well. Not only the prayers that you have, you send up, he listens to, but he listens to your problems as well. Let me give you this. It says this. He listens to the problems that's going on. He says this. My brother is sick. Friends, tonight, it says in 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears tonight, his spiritual ears tonight, are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Tonight, if I can give you anything, he listens to you tonight. When you cry to him, he listens to you tonight. Number one tonight, he listens to your prayers. Number two tonight, he listens to your problems. When you go to him with a problem, he listens to that. He don't turn a deaf ear to it. He hears that tonight. And God Almighty, Jesus Christ, he even hears your complaints tonight. Not only did they have prayers, we need you to come. Not only did they have problems, my brother is sick. But they had a complaint. You know what the complaint was? If you'd have been here on time, our brother would not have died. Folks, tonight he even listened to the complaint in the text. They said, if you'd have been here on time, but you're 4 days late, but if you'd have been here. Folks, tonight there's a lot of times in our life, and I believe this, the relationship we got with God, we think we need God to show up right now and do it right now. And if he don't do it right now, he don't know what's going on. But friends, tonight, there's a lot of times he puts us off 4 days. He puts us off 4 months. He puts us off 4 years. He puts us off in his time so that we can get what we need from him when we need it. The Bible says tonight, that complaint, if you would have been there, it wouldn't have happened. But in Jeremiah 23:23, the Bible says, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? He said, I'm not a God that is far off. I am right where you need me to be. I am right in the middle of your circumstances that's going on. I am right in the middle of your prayers. I am right in the middle of your problems right now that is going on in your life. I'm right in the middle of your complaints tonight. Friends, I want you to know, if you don't like how it's going now, wait, it's going to get better. If you don't like what God's doing right now, just wait. He's a God of change. He'll change things in your life. I want you to know tonight, you keep praying to him. When you think prayer ain't no good, you keep praying. When you think your problems are too small, you keep carrying them to God. When you think you've complained enough, you keep complaining. You keep telling God, God, I need you. God, I want you. God, I gotta have you. And if you don't show up, I won't make it. And friends, on the authority of God's word tonight, if you'll call on his name, he'll show up in Jesus' name. Amen. He says tonight, he said the relationship that he has, he said it's loving, but also it's listening. He said, I don't only love you, but I listen to you in everything of your life.
tonight, if there's anything tonight, we need to listen to God. We need to listen to God because He loves us. And He will not lead you in the wrong path. He will not lead you in the wrong direction. His direction is right. His direction is right on time, and it does exactly what we need tonight. I know tonight you want to get to the resurrection. You want to get to the heyday part of it where He resurrected Him. But friends, tonight, before you can ever get to that resurrection part in your life, you have to establish a relationship with God Almighty. Before you ever want to be resurrected from the sin that's in your life, yes, you can be saved from that sin, but you listen to me tonight. I know a lot of people, and you do too, that's battling all kinds of addictions in their life. You know why? Because the relationship with God Almighty is not established the way it should be. It's not laid down the way it should be. They don't realize the love that God has for them. He don't want them to live that way. He don't want them to battle them things. You know what He wants to do? He wants you to get to that point in your life. Not only do you realize He loves you, but that He listens to you, and you and I need to listen to Him. Friends, tonight, when He speaks to you, we need to listen. When He tells us to do something, I need to listen. You know what? I want to give you this, and I don't know where it's going, but it's for somebody. I'm just going to give it right here. If I say, well, you may not like what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it. You know, really, it's not maybe you don't like what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, the first person didn't like what I was going to do, and I was afraid you wasn't going to like what I was going to do? It was the Holy Spirit. It was that relationship that I have with God that already told me, don't worry about that person you think ain't going to like what you're doing. I already don't like what you're doing. You see, there's a little trigger on the inside, and it's the Holy Ghost. And we got to this place, and we know that Lazarus, he had done died. Man, he was done dead, and Jesus there, He said, I love you. He said, I love you, and I'm going to go. And He said, I'm going to listen to you in everything, in every area of your life. But I want to give you the third thing tonight, the relationship we've got with God. He loves you so much. He listens to you in your prayers so much that He won't leave you where He found you. He will lift you up. The third thing tonight, not only does He love you, not only does He listen to you, but He lifts you up from where He found you. He lifts you up from where He found you. Here's the story of this thing. Would Lazarus have come out of that tomb if he hadn't had a relationship with Jesus? No, sir. He didn't call everybody's name. He called the name he knew. He said, Lazarus. You don't think God knew every name, Jesus knew everybody's name in that cemetery? Yes. But He knew the one that had a relationship with Him. When I read that, that struck a chord in my life. There's going to come a day that God's going to bust them eastern skies, and He's going to come back, and He's going to come back, and He's going to get the ones that's been blood-bought, born again, that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, whose name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that's who He's going to come. And at that day in your life, He's going to lift you up and take you out of this place. Let me show you in the text. He said, not only does He love you, not only does He listen to you, but He lifts you up. Look with me tonight in verse number 15. Chapter number 11, verse number 15. This relationship that will lift you up. And it says this, and it's, don't let this mess you up. And Jesus said, and I am glad. We got a funeral. We got a death. We got a man just died. And the Savior of the world says, and I am glad. You know, when He sees you and I tonight, He sees us tonight as new creation. But when He seen me that day in my life when I was lost, dying, going to hell, and He knew I was dead, and He knew He was fixing to have a resurrection of my, a new man's fixing to come forth, He was glad. He says tonight the relationship that will lift you up in verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. To the intent you may believe, nevertheless, let us go unto Him. And Jesus said He's glad to lift you up. He draws men and women by lifting them up. John 12:32, the Bible says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will I draw all men unto me. He says, when I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. But not only is He glad to lift you up tonight, but He is going to lift you up tonight. He said, how can He lift me up tonight, preacher? Because He is the resurrection tonight. John 11:25, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Though he were dead, he shall live.
Let me give you this tonight. In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, hey, he was crucified with Christ, nevertheless, he lived. You say, well, I thought he was dead. The old man died, now there's a new man. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, we're talking about a relationship that will lift you up and take you from where you're at. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now, I know tonight that's going to scare a lot of people, especially a lot of Baptist people. We don't like shouting. We don't like loud stuff. We don't like loud noises. We don't like loud clouds. We don't like loud stuff. But I want you to know, when God comes, he's going to be loud about it. When God saved you, you know what he was? He was loud about it. When God saved you, when Jesus Christ reached into your life, there was a shout that took place in your life. Friends, I want you to know, when he resurrected that body, there was a shout. There was pains that took place, but there was a joy that come forth. There was a birth that was made. You can ask any mama in this parking lot, the most miserable pain they've ever been through is the birth of a child. There's never been another pain like that. The mamas, they was in misery with that birth. Hey, but you can ask that same mama, what was the greatest joy in their life? And they'll say, when they birthed that child. Friends, I want you to know, when God saved me, there was some pain that took place. There was some things he had to get rid of. There was some pain in my life. But I want you to know, when I got through that pain, there's never been a greater joy in my life to know that he has lifted me up. He loved me, my friends. He loved me. He listens to me. And he lifts us up from where we're at. He does that with a shout in our life. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, Paul even thought it was in his day, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, I've saved you to lift you up and bring you with me. But I want to give you this tonight before we close. I want to give you one more thing. Tonight, if you don't get nothing else, you remember God loves you. Satan's playing that thing with everybody. And if God loved me, this really wouldn't. Come on. If God loved me, this really wouldn't. Come on. If God really, I've done told him my prayer request 100 times. If he really loved me and cared for me, he'd done answered that prayer request. He's listening. He hears. And you say, if God really, really loved me and he really listened to me, preacher, like you telling me he does, he'd done lift me up out of this mess that I'm in my life right now. Right now. I went to a man this week and beside his bed, and you know what his wife told me? She said, before we got saved, there was no sickness in our home. Before we got saved, there was no sickness. Man, we was living life. And it seems like ever since we've been saved, it's been one thing after another, sickness and sadness and sorrow, something always going on. I said, preacher, how'd you answer that? The Bible says they're fun and sin for a season. You get to that place in your life and you just keep doing the same old thing over and over and over. You get used to the sadness. You get used to the sorrow. You get used to the pain in your life. And you get immune to it. But once you come out from that way of life and you don't walk that way no more, there's a lot of things change in your life and your eyes open. Folks, tonight, if there's one more thing we can get out of this text, not only does he love you, not only does he listen to you, man, there's some people out here tonight, I guarantee you, saying, I don't feel like nobody's listening to me. Nobody hears me. You know, a man or a woman that would commit suicide, you know what they say? The people that have survived and didn't go all the way through it, you know what they say? They had nobody to listen to them. They had nobody left that loved them. So instead of lifting up out of that place, they'd just soon go the other way. Folks, tonight, God loves you. He listens to you. He's going to lift you up. And we can learn from this tonight. That's my last point. We can learn from this tonight. You can learn tonight that you don't have to wait to the resurrection of this body till God comes back for you to have a joy in your life. The Christian life shouldn't be a bore and drag and down and out. It ought to be the most exciting time in your life. The most exciting time. And I kind of felt like that woman this week sometimes, and you do too. Before I got saved, man, I didn't care what you thought. I didn't care if I hurt your feelings. I didn't care nothing. You know why? Because the care wasn't in me. The grace wasn't there, the compassion. Now that you're born again, you have to learn from the Word of God. And the Word of God said that you've got to have a relationship before you can ever be resurrected. Let me show you that in the text tonight. Let me show you what I'm talking about. He says tonight that we can learn from this tonight. There's not only the relationship that will lift you up, but a relationship we can learn from. When things look bad, they turn to Jesus. When things look bad, Mary and Martha, they turn to Jesus. They said our brother is a sickness unto death. Wasn't dead yet. When things turn bad, they trusted Jesus. Do you remember me telling you that Martha was a worker and Mary was a worshiper? Remember me telling you that? Guess who went and visited Jesus first when she heard he was coming? Not Mary. Not Mary. Folks, if I can give you anything tonight, you cannot run on worship. You cannot run on worship. If all we do is come here and worship and worship and we never get the Word to feed us, your Christian life's going to be so empty. Because worship has never been about you. Worship's never been about me. Worship is all about God Almighty. It's about Jesus Christ. The one that was worshiping Him, the one that was worshiping, she hadn't even came yet. Martha came. Martha came to where He was at. The worker came. And then she went back and said, quietly she told Mary, Jesus is coming. Folks, tonight, when it got bad, they trusted Jesus. But let me give you this. Not only when things got bad, they trusted Jesus. Not only did they turn to Jesus, not only did they trust Jesus. When things are that bad, and it got that bad in their life, they told it to Jesus. They told it to Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, telling Martha, not Mary. Not the worshiper, but the worker. Look what He said. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yes, Lord. In verse 27, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Folks, tonight when we get to this place, we can learn tonight a lot from this relationship. That when things look bad, you remember God loves you. When things look dim and don't look like nobody's listening, God's listening. He's going to lift you out of this. He's going to lift us out of this COVID virus. He is. He's going to lift us out of this. He's going to lift us up out of this. He's going to take us from this. You said, preacher, I'll be glad when this is over. It'll never be over if we don't learn from it. We got to learn, folks. We got to learn what God's trying to do in our life. He's teaching us right now that we trust in Him, that we obey Him, we do what He's called us to do. And it just amazes me that as I look here in this text that Martha went to Him. And she went to Him, she said, I believe, Lord. Tonight as a church, I just want you, the core people I see out there, I just want you to say, Lord God, I'm learning and I trust You. Let me give you this tonight. This is what I wrote down. If you or I are in a relationship with Jesus, remember, He loves you, He listens to you, and He's wanting to lift you up where you're at. And how do I know this? It's because I learned it by the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ. I didn't learn that from some preacher. I didn't learn that from some worship song. I learned that He loves me because the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Folks, tonight, Jesus loves you. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Tonight, your relationship with God, I would work on it. I'm going to work on, continue to work on mine. Continue to work on mine. Continue to hold His hand. The little football team, and I'm going to close with this. The little football team that I get a chance to coach, there was one little boy on the team. He's 4 year old. He's about that tall. His attention span's about like mine. And he got mad at his daddy out there. Mad? I'm talking about went over there to the fence, turned to the fence pouting. His daddy come over and said, I can't do nothing with him. I'm done with him. I can't do nothing with him. And we got to practice, and I seen that little fella over there, and I thought, he don't need to be standing over there. Somebody needs to go to him. I walked over out of that fence where he was, and I told you he's about that tall. And I got right there where he was, and I squatted down to him, and I said, buddy, what's going on? He said, he makes me mad. I'm talking about a relationship that he has with his daddy. I said, who makes you mad? He said, my daddy. I said, okay. I said, you going to play in that game Saturday? He said, yeah, I'm going to play. I'm in the game. I said, well, you'll never get in the game if you don't practice. He turned around and looked at me, and he said, what? I said, you'll never get in the game if you don't practice. I said, I'll tell you what we can do. You right now, you can climb up on my back. And I got a video of this. I said, you can climb up on my back, and I'll tote you right back out there to that practice so you can be ready for the game. He said, kneel on down. I got on down where he could get on. I picked that little feller up. And tonight, God's telling somebody this right here. If you want to be in the game, you got to practice. If you want God to use you in the game, you're going to have to start practicing. You're going to have to start practicing. And when you don't like what's going on, you know what you got to do? You got to get on daddy's back. You got to get on the coach's back and say, coach, take me on back there. I want to restore that relationship where I know that you love me. And there's nothing in my life that you want to do to harm me. All you want to do is help me and love me. Folks, tonight, the only thing that Jesus wanted to do to these three individuals in the Bible, he just loved them and he helped them. The only thing he does in our life is this. He loves us and he helps us and he grows us. Tonight, I would ask you one question. Do you see your relationship the way the Bible described it tonight? Do you see Jesus the way that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus sees Jesus? If you do, there's going to come a day he's going to say, roll that stone back. And he's going to call you by name. He says, going to come out of that grave. There's no grave clothes going to hold this body down. Amen. Go walk on out of there one day. What a glorious day that'll be. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, what a relationship we have with you. Father God, I pray tonight that you hug them up. You love them up in a mighty way. Lord God, we come tonight to hear a portion of your word. And Father God, as bad as I wanted to go all over to that resurrection place there, Father, before I can ever have a resurrection in my life, I had to have a relationship. Before I can ever be restored, I had to have a relationship. Lord God, you can't restore something that you've never had a relationship with. Lord God, you can't never rededicate something that's never been dedicated. Lord God, tonight I pray for this church and every individual that comes here. Lord, I pray that we'd be found faithful doing your will. Lord, I thank you tonight that these people are hungry for the word. Father God, we know tonight worship won't sustain us. Work won't sustain us. But we do know tonight that word is enough. That bread of life is enough. And Lord God, I thank you that you broke it with us tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you. Be with the ones that's lost loved ones this week. Be with our church. Let us have love and compassion for the people we come in contact with. Father God, whoever may drive into this parking lot service, I pray in the name of Jesus that we show love, we show compassion in the name of Jesus. We love you and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Have a good week.